Easter Sunday in Sri Lanka with a deadly series of bomb explosions at three churches and three hotels. The death toll now exceeds 200, with perhaps twice that many wounded. Seven people are said to be in police custody for questioning. We get a report from VOA's Marcus Harton.
The first six blasts that began around 8:45 local time were coordinated and claimed most of the fatalities, while two smaller blasts took place several hours later. The capital, Colombo, where three major hotels and one church were targeted, bore the brunt of the mayhem. Christian groups have said they face increasing intimidation from hardline Buddhist monks in recent years. However, such harassment is on a relatively minor level, says Jahan Pereira, who heads the National Peace Council in Colombo.
Who target Catholics? There have been anti-Christian sentiment, but it's on a very small scale with regard to these little conversions that are happening in different localities, but not to the extent where people were being killed.
Condemnation of the deadly bombings came in from leaders across the world.
The Sri Lankan government has imposed a curfew and says it's blocked access to major social media and messaging apps to prevent the spread of misinformation and rumors. On this Easter Sunday, Pope Francis, the leader of the world's Roman Catholics, has urged people to avoid seeking the meaning of life in things that pass away. He asked, why not prefer Jesus, the true light, to the glitter of wealth, career, pride, and pleasure? The pontiff also condemned the terrorism in Sri Lanka. For all the day's news every day, you can always go online to voanews.com. There is also a convenient mobile app. This is VOA News. Since the release of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report, U.S. President Donald Trump has celebrated the fact he was absolved of collusion with Russia during his run for the White House. But Trump critics point out that when discussing obstruction of justice, Mueller never mentioned the word exoneration. Trump advisor Kellyanne Conway on ABC's This Week basically asked, who cares? She also argued that the proven Russian interference in the U.S. electoral process was a non-factor in Mr. Trump's 2016 victory.
The word exoneration was unnecessary in the Mueller report, and I would say inappropriate.
The Democratic chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, Adam Schiff, went on Fox News Sunday and insisted the Mueller probe is something that had to be done.
The initiation of this investigation was not only warranted, but absolutely necessary because it revealed a widespread systemic effort by the Russians to help the Trump campaign. And that, I think, is the overriding conclusion of this report. And we need, I think, to put our emphasis on making sure that kind of intervention never happens again.
Egyptians are voting this weekend on constitutional amendments that would allow President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi to stay in office until 2030. Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
A smiling President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi cast his ballot as polling began Saturday morning in a three-day referendum to make changes to Egypt's post-revolution constitution. Those changes will strengthen his hand over parts of the government and lengthen his term in office from 4 to 6 years. 62 million Egyptians are registered to vote of an estimated population of around 100 million. A large number of people could be seen at several polling stations in the center of Cairo, while others in outlying parts of the capital in Giza appeared to have a light turnout. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Armed rebels in the Democratic Republic of Congo attacked an Ebola treatment facility on Saturday near the city of Butembo. It happened just hours after another attack at the center killed a Cameroon epidemiologist. Police officials say one militia member was killed and four others were wounded in the second attack at the Katwa Hospital, where medical staffers are trying to contain an Ebola outbreak in the eastern part of the DRC. On April 22nd, more than a billion people in 192 countries are expected to take part in a global day of political and civic action for the Earth. People will march, plant trees, clean up their cities, parks, and waterways, while corporations are pledging to work toward sustainability, all to mark Earth Day 2019. Earth Day Network has designated this as the year to protect our species. More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.
VOA 1, the best.